Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Self-controlled persons who are attached to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, can all of a sudden give up the world of material attachment, including the gross body and subtle mind, and go away to attain the highest perfection of the renounced order of life, by which non-violence and renunciation are consequential. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Only the self-controlled can gradually be attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Self-controlled means not indulging in sense enjoyment more than is necessary. And those who are not self-controlled are given over to sense enjoyment. Dry philosophical speculation is a subtle sense enjoyment of the mind. Sense enjoyment leads one to the path of darkness. Those who are self-controlled can make progress on the path of liberation from the conditional life of material existence. The Vedas therefore enjoin that one should not go on the path of darkness, but should make a progressive march towards the path of light or liberation. Self-control is actually achieved not by artificially stopping the senses from material enjoyment, but by becoming factually attached to the Supreme Lord by engaging one's unalloyed senses in the transcendental service of the Lord. The senses can be forcibly carved, but they can be given proper engagement. Purified senses, therefore, are always engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. This perfectional stage of sense engagement is called Bhakti Yoga. So those who are attached to the means of Bhakti Yoga are factually self-controlled and can all of a sudden give up their homely or bodily attachment for the service of the Lord. This is called the Paramahamsa stage. Hamsa or swans accept only milk out of a mixture of milk and water. Similarly, those who accept the service of the Lord instead of Maya service are called the Paramahamsas. They are naturally qualified with all the good attributes such as pridelessness, freedom from vanity, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, respectability, worship, devotion, and sincerity. All these godly qualities exist in the devotee of the Lord spontaneously. Such Paramahamsas who are completely given up to the service of the Lord are very rare. They are very rare even amongst the liberated souls. Real non-violence means freedom from envy. In this world, everyone is envious of his fellow being. But a perfect Paramahamsa, being completely given up to the service of the Lord, is perfectly non-envious. He loves every living being in relation with the Supreme Lord. Real renunciation means perfect dependence on God. Every living being is dependent on someone else because he is so made. Actually, everyone is dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. But when one forgets his relation with the Lord, he becomes independent on the conditions of the material nature. Renunciation means renouncing one's dependence on the conditions of material nature and thus becoming completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Real independence means complete faith in the mercy of the Lord without dependence on the conditions of matter. This Paramahamsa stage is the highest perfectional stage in Bhakti Yoga, the process of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Repeating the translation again. Self-controlled persons who are attached to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, can all of a sudden give up the world of material attachments, including the gross body and subtle mind, and go away to attain the highest perfection of the renounced order of life, by which non-violence and renunciation are consequential. So Suta Goswami is describing how Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by the Brahmana boy Sringi, and he renounced everything as soon as he got to know that he was going to leave this planet within 7 days. And Parikshit Maharaj, instead of making arrangements to counteract that curse of the Brahmin boy Sringi, he simply prepared himself to leave this planet. And regarding that, Ashutosh Goswami is telling that this is the qualification of a devotee. Because the devotees are attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the devotees have developed the higher taste of drinking the nectar that emanates from the lotus feet of the Lord, a devotee is never attached to this material nature. And when the and in a moment's time, a devotee can free himself from all his attachments of this material nature. Not only gross physical attachments, but even subtle physical attachments, like the attachment of mind, intelligence, and false ego. As a matter of fact, a devotee, before becoming free from the gross bodily attachment, becomes free from the subtle bodily attachment. Because the process of devotional service frees one from the subtle attachment. Like, by becoming attached to Krishna, by thinking about Krishna with the mind, one becomes free from the covering of mind. By becoming engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from the covering of intelligence. And thus, when one engages his mind and intelligence in the service of the Lord and becomes completely absorbed or obsessed with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his false ego automatically becomes transformed to his real identity, or he becomes free from the covering of his false ego. Krishna gave the process, that the process of devotional service is Man mana bhavo mad bhakto mad jaji mang namaskuru. With the mind, this is how the mind becomes engaged in service to Krishna. Constantly being engaged in thinking about Krishna, the mind becomes free from material attachment. Or the material mind dissolves. And thus, when becomes engaged in service to Krishna, teshang shatato yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogantam jena mam upajantite. Thus, being engaged in devotional service, shatato yuktanam, constantly, teshang shatato yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. When one renders devotional service with spontaneous love, dadami buddhi yogam tam, Krishna is announcing that I give him buddhi yoga. So this is how, by attaining buddhi yoga, one becomes free from the covering of intelligence. Buddhi is intelligence. But the positive aspect of buddhi, the transformation of buddhi in the spiritual way is called buddhi yoga, which is non-different from devotional service. The function, the purpose of intelligence is to make plans how to enjoy this material nature. So this is how a living entity uses his intelligence to enjoy, to make all kinds of arrangements to enjoy this material nature. But when that propensity becomes transformed, or when that propensity is applied to Krishna service, like instead of planning how to enjoy this material nature, when one begins to plan how he is going to render devotional service to Krishna, how he is going to provide for Krishna's enjoyment, then his intelligence becomes properly applied. Or that is the real intelligence. And thus, when one becomes engaged in Krishna service, he gets to know Krishna. Mam upajanti te. And thus, recognizing Krishna, one recognizes, one realizes his relationship with Krishna. And then he recognizes himself as the eternal servant of Krishna. Jiber sharup hoy krishner nitto dash krishner tatastha shakti bheda bhed prakash. The original identity of a living entity is that he is an eternal servant of Krishna. So this is how, by being engaged in devotional service, one becomes free from the covering of his subtle body, and he simply engages his gross body also in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then finally, when the time comes for him to give up this body, he considers it to be a blessing. He realizes that is the time that Krishna is making arrangements for him to get out of this material nature. Because as long as we have this material body, we have some attachment to the material nature. We have to eat, we have to breathe, we have to take care of this body. We cannot deny that. We cannot deny those demands of those bodies. But we simply wait for the time when Krishna is going to free us from this bondage of body, and that is the time of death. So a devotee takes that opportunity, and as soon as he becomes free from the bondage of this body, he remembers Krishna and goes back to the spiritual nature, goes back to God. So this is the science of devotional service. That's why a person who has been properly engaged in devotional service is automatically detached from material attachment. And this is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and gave us this most wonderful benediction, the science of Krishna consciousness, which is the science of renunciation, buddhi yoga, or vairagya vidya. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam shikhartham ekah purushah purana shri krishna chaitanya sharira dhari kripam budhir ja tamaham kapadde. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Sri Krishna himself, and he came to teach us the science of renunciation. And this science of renunciation is non-different from Nijo Bhakti Yogam, non-different from his own Bhakti Yoga. Krishna himself came to teach us the science of devotional service, acting as a devotee of Krishna. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who accept the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bound to become renowned. Bhakti Parishanu Bhavo Biraktir Annatra Cha Esha. The bhakti parasya anubhava, as one develops his devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to that degree he becomes virakto or detached or disgusted to the material nature. Our detachment to the material nature is directly proportionate to our attachment to Krishna. The more we become attached to Krishna, the more we become detached to matter. And we are seeing that how wonderfully this process becomes effective when we start to practice it. Like one wonderful example is that when we consider the history of the West, we do not really see such number of people giving up their material attachment. Actually, in the history of the West, there is never an incident where a king has given up his kingdom. Whereas the Indian history is full of such examples. He Bharat Nripotire Shikhayacho Tumi Tajite Mukut Dando Shinghasan Bhumi. One of the most wonderful aspects of Indian philosophy or Vedic culture is that in this culture, the kings and monarchs give up their kingdoms and all such attachments. We have seen King Bharat, King Parikshit, Rishabdev, Yudhishthir Maharaj. They are all great kings, but they gave up their kingdom. But in the Western history, we never see such an example, such an incident. But ever since Srila Prabhupada went to the West and started to preach this Krishna consciousness, we are seeing that thousands upon thousands of people have given up their material attachments, although they may not have been kings, but many of them, or many of you, have come from a very opulent background, and you have given up your material attachment in utter disgust. And this is the effect of following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Takta turna mashesha mandala poti sreni sada tuchyavat bhutva dina ganesha ko korunaya Kaupina Panthashritav. About the Goswamis, it has been described, Takta Turna Mashesha Mandala Koti Sreni. These six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are coming from very elevated background. They were constantly associating with kings and monarchs. Ashesha Mandala Koti, unlimited kings and monarchs. But they gave up that association. Tuchyavat. Very, as if that association was absolutely insignificant. Takta turna mashesha mandala poti sreni sada tuchyavat. And why did they give up? Bhutva dina ganesha ko korunaya. For the sake of bestowing their mercy upon the miserable conditioned soul. Dina Ganesha. Jai Shri Shri Radha Manu. Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kau Kodunaya Kaupina Panthashrita. They accepted Kaupin and loincloth. That was the only possession. Sanatana Goswami, he was the chief minister of the king of Bengal. And at that time, India was the most opulent country in the world, and Bengal was the most opulent country in India. And he was the Prime Minister of Bengal, and he gave up his very elevated post of as a Prime Minister, and he moved towards Vrindavan to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on the way, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Benares. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to become, actually Sanatan Goswami, after so many days of traveling, grew long beard and he was rather unkempt. And Mahaprabhu told him to become civilized, to take up a civilized appearance. That is, he went to shave his hair, long hair and beard. And then Papun Mishra gave him a piece of white cloth and gave him a white new dhoti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami didn't want to accept that. He told him, give me an old one. So he accepted an old piece of cloth, and then he tore that piece of cloth in two, and out of one half he made a pair of kopin, and the rest of the piece he made a bohirbash or a loincloth. So this is the stage of a Paramahamsa. Now it is not an artificial renunciation. It is a natural renunciation when one becomes naturally disgusted with the material nature. When one sees that all these attachment to the material nature are nothing, material nature are nothing but impediment to his spiritual progress. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself taught it, himself showed the process. Mahaprabhu was 24 years old, he was the most erudite scholar of India. At the age of 14, he defeated the Digvijay, who defeated all the scholars of India at that time. He was the most respectful Brahmin, and he was loved by everyone. But Mahaprabhu, at the age of 14, accepted sannyas. So this is how Mahaprabhu taught others by his own example. Aponi achori prabhu jibere shikhai. Mahaprabhu taught the living entities by his own example. At the age of 24, he accepted sannyas, and he at home he had a 16-year-old wife, Vishnu Priya Devi, and a 60-year-old mother. Leaving his old mother and beautiful young wife without any protection, he left and took sannyas. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that when we accept the process of devotional service, then our attachment to Krishna becomes so intense that we naturally give up all our material attachments. And another thing, actually Prabhupada mentioned about Mahaprabhu's accepting sannyas and leaving his young wife and old mother at home, that Mahaprabhu showed to everybody that don't worry. If you have young wife at home, if you have old parents at home, don't worry about leaving them behind. Krishna will take care of them. After all, Krishna is the supreme shelter. Krishna is the supreme father. So Krishna always takes care of all his children. So if you want to become engaged in Krishna's service, don't worry. Krishna will, whatever attachment, whatever responsibilities you may have, Krishna will take care of that. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the process of Krishna consciousness, and this is how the Krishna consciousness is spreading. Now we are seeing that whoever is coming in contact with this movement is becoming renounced. Devotees are renounced. They do not hesitate to give up their familial attachments, do not hesitate to give up their previous habits, do not hesitate to give up all their material attachments, simply to become engaged in Krishna's service. Why? Because the service to Krishna is so nectarian. And another thing is that when a devotee becomes engaged in Krishna's service, he automatically becomes as merciful as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or he takes up that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's merciful mood. Actually, the most important or most significant consideration of Mahaprabhu's appearance is that he is most merciful. Krishna had never been so merciful before. Namo Mahavadan Nayo Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnayo Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurav Tishe Nama. Never before Krishna had been so merciful. He is the Mahavadanna avatar. And what is this most merciful feature? I mean, what is the aspect that makes him most merciful? That is because he is distributing Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is actually very rare. Krishna prema is even rare for Brahma and Shiva. Brahmaro durlabho prema shabakare jate. Mahaprabhu is offering this Krishna prema to everybody, which is even rare from Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Rare even for Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. The Brahmaro durlabho prema shabakare jate. So that's why Mahaprabhu is so merciful. And Mahaprabhu's devotees, Mahaprabhu's followers, the true followers of Mahaprabhu are also equally merciful. I won't say equally merciful. Actually, no one can be as merciful as Krishna. But in some cases, one can. Like Mahaprabhu's pure devotees can become more merciful than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And the example is Srila Prabhupada. Mahaprabhu came and distributed Krishna consciousness all over India. Although he wanted to distribute this Krishna consciousness all over the world, although he predicted that this holy name would spread in every town and village all over the world, but he himself distributed it only to throughout India. But about 450 years after his appearance, about 400 years after his appearance, Srila Prabhupada appeared, his pure devotee, and fulfilling his prediction, Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So this is how we can see that devotee's mercy is even more magnanimous than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And following the footsteps of such pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we try to distribute Mahaprabhu's mercy throughout the world in our limited way. Although we are limited, but when we want to serve Krishna, then we become unlimited. And the process by which we try to distribute the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only by direct contact, not only by directly preaching to individuals, but the best way to distribute Mahaprabhu's mercy is by distributing his books. And as I was saying, that how, although a living entity is limited, but when he becomes engaged in the service of the Lord, he becomes unlimited, his ability becomes unlimited because he becomes empowered by the Lord. Krishna provides and Krishna facilitates and Krishna empowers him with all the necessary abilities. The example is the way book distribution is developing in some areas. The areas where the leaders took up the mission of distributing Srila Prabhupada's book, we are seeing that how wonderfully book distribution is increasing in those areas, and along with book distribution, Krishna consciousness is becoming so wonderfully established in those areas. And those who are going out distributing books on day-to-day basis, they are performing incredible feats. Like I remember I was getting, during the Christmas marathon, I was getting the result from Harikesh Maharaj's zone, Switzerland, and I heard Harinam and Navina Neera, the Prabhus, were distributing. I heard that they distributed about 500 books books a day, and I thought that was so wonderful that they were distributing 500 a day. No, I was coming to that. So, but then I heard that the next week they did 700 a day, and I heard that last week Harinamananda Prabhu and Navina Niroda Prabhu took a vow, so to say, that they would distribute 1,000 books a day. And they did. Now, how does one distribute 1,000 books a day? Like, it is inconceivable. But it is possible because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Mahaprabhu empowers those who want to serve him. And so if we take up the mission, actually Prabhupada gave us a very simple process. Prabhupada's process was distribute books, Harinam and Prasad distribution. This threefold process of spreading Krishna consciousness. And if we simply follow these processes, follow this process, then the result will be obvious. And we are seeing that those who practice this process that Srila Prabhupada gave with fanatical determination and blind faith, they attain. The process was distribute books, Harinam and Prasad distribution. This threefold process of spreading Krishna consciousness. And if we simply follow these processes, follow this process, then the result will be obvious. And we are seeing that those who practice this process that Srila Prabhupada gave with fanatical determination and blind faith, they attain a wonderful result. So we have to simply stick to Srila Prabhupada's instruction. Very mercifully Srila Prabhupada gave us this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is a society of devotees, and the Society of Devotees, Society of Devotees is very important, because the basic requirement for spiritual advancement is the association of devotees. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote, Madhurya Kadambini, he is describing the gradual process of progress in Krishna consciousness, and following the instruction of Rupa Goswami, Adau Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangaha, etc. But then he is considering, now what generates that Shraddha? The Shraddha is the primary cause of developing Krishna consciousness or attachment to Krishna. But what is the cause of Shraddha? And then he is analyzing that the cause of Shraddha is the mercy of the devotees. And that has been also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shatam Krishangan Mamobirja Sangvido Bhavanti Ritkarna Rashayana Katha তজ্জোষণাদাস্য অপবর্গবর্তমনি শ্রদ্ধা রতির ভক্তির অনুক্রমিষ্যতি শতাং প্রসঙ্গান মম বীর্য সংবিত। ইন দ্য অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ ডিভোটিজ ওয়ের মাই ডিসকাশন ওয়ের দ্য ডিভোটিজ টক অ্যাবাউট মাই গ্লোরি রসায় মম বীর্য সংবিত ভবন্তি হৃৎকর্ণ রসায়না কথা। সো ইন দ্য অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ ডিভোটিজ ওয়ান রিসিভ this nectarian Krishna conscious or the nectarian he gets to hear the nectarian glorification of Krishna which acts as nectar to the ears and heart. Rit karno rasayana katha or the spiritual ears, and due to that on Shraddha Rotir Bhakti Anukramishyati. Gradually the Shraddha Roti attachment, faith attachment and devotion develop for Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada has given us this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is a perfect manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And in this Sankirtan movement, if we just situate ourselves somehow or other, it is guaranteed that we will go back to Godhead at the end of our lives. Because this movement is the perfect manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and holding on to this movement means holding on to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And no matter whatever happens, we should never leave the association of devotees from this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Often I pray to Krishna that he gives me the proper understanding and determination that even the devotees kick me out, I can hold on to their lotus feet and stay in this movement. So because by staying in this movement we'll positively go back to Srila Prabhupada and we'll have the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So I will stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Is there any comment or question? Yes, Satchinandan Prabhu. All glories to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.